anytime. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. Ukrainian troops are bracing for war.
According to those troops, they're not only receiving artillery fire, but also mortar fire and even anti-tank missiles. They showed us evidence to support those statements. I spoke with Ukraine's Minister of the Interior, who said that his country is prepared for a variety of scenarios that could unfold in the coming days. Two Ukrainian soldiers have been killed so far in the renewed fighting. Separatists in the east continue to stage an evacuation of civilians, claiming without evidence that it's Ukraine that's planning to attack.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv, Ukraine. Saturday, Ukraine's president, while at the Munich Security Conference, called on Russian President Vladimir Putin to meet to find a diplomatic solution. So far, there's been no response. President Biden will meet with the National Security Council Sunday as there's mounting concern Russian cyber attacks could target critical U.S. infrastructure.
Now, the U.S. has not yet issued any warning of a cyber threat to American satellites, and cyber experts doubt that Russia would go so far as to wage a war against America in this way. But they do have the capability, and that could impact not just GPS and communication, but also farming, even oil exploration.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. A police helicopter crashed into the water off Newport Beach, California, killing an officer on board. A second officer was taken to a local trauma center. The cause of the crash is under investigation. Canadian police officers are cracking down on truckers protesting vaccine mandates on Parliament Hill in Ottawa.
This area was loaded with trucks, people still camping out, and now it is entirely cleared out. Police systematically closed in on it, made arrests. The trucks were removed. Drivers were given the opportunity to remove their trucks, and now police have regained complete control.
Fox's Matt Finn in Ottawa. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A longtime associate of Jeffrey Epstein is found dead in a Paris prison cell.
Jean-Luc Brunel was reportedly found hanging in his prison cell in Paris around 1 a.m. The 76-year-old was arrested in December of 2020, just as he was about to board a flight out of the country. French prosecutors allege he was part of the late Epstein's global underage sex ring. He was being held on preliminary charges as authorities investigated allegations against him. They believed he was involved in providing hundreds of women and girls to Epstein through the modeling agencies he's managed over the years. Brunel also had been accused of sexual misconduct by his models for years, including allegations of drugging their drinks, forcible touching, and rape.
Fox's Christina Coleman. 19 police officers in Austin, Texas, are facing charges over tactics used during a 2020 racial injustice protest. That's the most indictments of officers from a single police department following protests. The officers are on administrative leave. A sea turtle is freed in Florida just in time for mating season.
He was named Sheldon by Coast Guard rescuers who found him entangled in a crab trap line earlier this month. The 230-pound reptile is now swimming around the waters off the Florida Keys in search of a mate. It's important because loggerheads are endangered, and Sheldon has a chance to help preserve the species. Marine experts estimate he's about 50 years old and well into his prime as a sexually reproductive male. Before being released back to the sea, he was fitted with a satellite transmitter tag, so scientists can track his progress. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
Walmart says with consumer inflation at a 40-year high, most shoppers want the best prices. Walmart reports transactions rose more than 3% in the quarter. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.